ஓம ஜானச்சிரந்தஸ்ய ஜானஞ்சன சதாகய சக்ஷுர்மீலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருவே நமஹ.
Jai Hare Krishna. So we'll continue speaking on Bhaktivinoda's Sharanagati. This song that we're going to sing today is based upon the fifth verse of Upadeshamrita by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada.
Anyway,
that verse means that one should mentally honor a devotee who chants Hare Krishna. One should offer obeisances to a devotee who is initiated. And with great respect, one should honor and serve the pure devotee. Pure devotee means he is ananya bhajan, means he's completely absorbed in worshipping Krishna. He is vigya, means he's experienced and knowledgeable. And his heart, nindadi shanya hrida, his heart is free from the desire of blaspheming of Dushusha. One should serve such a great devotee with great honor.
That is being described in this song by Bhakti.
He begins all these songs by saying, Hari Hai, oh my Lord Hari. So, the first category of devotee is described, Sangha Dosha Shunya Dikit Adikito Yaditava Nama Jai Manashe Ador Karibo Tahare Jani Nija Jana Thai. So, Sangha Dosha Shunya means devotee who is freed from the faults of bad associations. Now, we have seen in the previous song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described how devotees should relate with each other. We hear a lot about devotee relationships. It's become a big topic, especially I think in America, they talk about it a lot. Because devotees, they realize that actually being devotees, we should be relating with each other very nicely. But sometimes we don't. Due to the influence of Kali Yuga or our own faults or whatever, sometimes we don't behave with devotees properly. And sometimes this becomes very painful to the heart of other devotees. Dealing with devotees is, you have to be very, very careful. Devotees are all very special people. That is being described in this song. Anyone who comes to Krishna is a very special person. Prabhupada once said that to make one devotee, I have to shed gallons of blood. Can you understand what that means? It means Prabhupada was working so hard to preach, to convince people, to surrender, to bring them to the point of surrender. A great pure devotee, like Srila Prabhupada is the example that I always think of. Great pure devotee, he's not interested in just talking with people. Hello, how are you? Very bad weather today. Not just wasting time. Pure devotee, everyone he meets, he wants to capture their heart. He wants to capture their heart and bring them to surrender to Krishna. In Prabhupada Lilamrita, there's one incident described. This was the early days, even before ISKCON had been founded, Prabhupada was on his own in New York. So Prabhupada had brought some cards, and on these, some little pieces of paper, and on them was printed, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. So, one man described that he met Swamiji, and Swamiji gave him a piece of paper with this chant written on it. So the man thought, no, just give me a piece of paper. But he said that Swamiji smiled, and he had this look on his face like he was giving me the whole world. Of course, he was giving much more than the whole world. People are so anxious, let me get some money, let me get a Mercedes car. Even though it's 20 years old, it's still a Mercedes. Even if it breaks down, still I can show my neighbors, I have got a Mercedes, I am better than you. So everyone is anxious to show, I'm big, I'm powerful, I'm strong. Everyone wants, I own so much property, I've got so much money. But if you've got Krishna, what do you need all these things for? You've got the whole world. The whole world belongs to Krishna. So Krishna Shri Tomar, Krishna Dite Para, Tomara Shakati Acha. Pure devotee, Krishna is his own property. Krishna belongs to the pure devotee. So if you get Krishna, then what do you want the world for? You know the story of Sanatana Goswami and the Chintamani stone. That one man, he was thinking how to get a lot of power and money and possession. Typical demon. So, he thought, let me worship Lord Shiva by cutting off his flesh and throwing him in the fire. Om Namo Shivaya, Om Namo Shivaya, Om Namo Shivaya. Then, now if Lord Shiva doesn't appear, I'll cut off my head and so on. So Lord Shiva came and said, all right, don't cut off your head. What do you want me for?
I want the best thing in the world.
Well, don't ask me. Go and see Sanatana Goswami.
Okay.
So Lord Shiva thought, got rid of that guy. Lord Shiva had problems with different demons before. Like that Vrikasura. He was getting some benediction that I will cut anyone's head I touch. That head will smash to pieces. So he thought, okay, now I'll touch Lord Shiva's head. So it became very embarrassing for Lord Shiva. He had to run all over the universe. And eventually, Lord Vishnu saved him. So anyway, this foolish demon went to see Sanatana Goswami. And he said, hey Swamiji, I heard you got something really good. You got the most valuable thing in the world. Sanatana Goswami said, yeah.
So give it to me!
Okay. Just look in the garbage over there. There's one Chintamani stone. Anything you touch it to, it will turn into gold. Does that satisfy you?
Yes.
So, kindly go away and let me chant Hare Krishna. Okay, so he went to the garbage and got the Chintamani stone. And he saw it's a real Chintamani stone. All the garbage turned into golden garbage. I thought, this is pretty good. I'm going to be rich. I'm going to enjoy. I'm going to have lots of beautiful women and lots of palaces. I'm going to be famous. Wait a minute. Why didn't Sanatana Goswami use this? What's he doing sitting in a dirty, torn cloth, living in a broken-down hut? I think that guy's cheating me. Hey, Swami. He went back. What are you doing? Hey, you're cheating me. You've got something more valuable. Otherwise, why are you neglecting this Chintamani stone? I want the most valuable thing in the world. I knew all you sadhus are cheats. First Lord Shiva was cheating me. Now you are cheating me. Tell me what it is immediately. Sanatana Goswami said, okay, just cool down. I'll give you on one condition. You see that Chintamani stone? Throw it away. It's useless. No value. So our friend the demon agreed. Thought, well, if he thinks the Chintamani stone isn't valuable, he must have something really good. So Sanatana Goswami told him, now you just chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this really is the most valuable thing. We should have no doubts about it. That compared to the chanting of Hare Krishna, the whole universe, with its planets and rivers and mountains and streams and kingdoms and empires and gold, is no more important than a few clods of grass. So we have the most valuable thing, Krishna. At least that we're trying for. Here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes anyone who is trying for Krishna, he is a glorious person. However, in our neophyte stage, we may have many different misconceptions. We may have many misunderstandings. The path back to Godhead is straight. But Maya is very clever. Maya is always trying to divert us this way, that way, another way. One of the ways she can divert us is this puffed up sense of false ego. Because of that, sometimes we mistreat other devotees. One devotee was telling me one story that he was already initiated when a new devotee had just joined. So he was with that devotee for quite some time and he trained him up and so many different things. So this new man was quite intelligent, and after some time he joined another temple and he became a very good book distributor. So after some time that these two devotees met again. But the devotee who had trained up and helped the other devotee found that now he thought himself a very big man. The man who had left had become a newer one. He didn't want to look even at the other one. Hardly wanted even to talk to him. So this is non-devotional attitude. Puffed up, false ego. I am the best. Others are inferior. So this kind of mood we should not have done. Otherwise devotees, they may feel very pain, not pain in their heart. Apart from that, it's totally detrimental to our own spiritual advantage. Yeah. Devotee is supposed to become more humble than a tree, What's the most puffed up thing? Who can think? Not more puffed up than Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu is so puffed up. I'm the controller of the whole universe. Indra is afraid of me. Indra is the big king of the demigods. But if I simply look at him, he runs away. Hiranyakashipu is so puffed up. The devotees are not supposed to get in the mood of Hiranyakashipu. Dambho dharpi dimanascha krodha parisham ivacha adhyanam cha vijatasya. These are the qualities of the demons. Pride, arrogance, conceit. Pride, arrogance, conceit. They're all very similar things. Ignorance. If one is thinking, I'm very great, he is ignorant. So devotees should be very careful on the path. Shanga dosha shunya. This very important word opens this song. It means a devotee who knows how to live with other devotees. Shanga dosha shunya dikit adikito. means he may be initiated or not initiated. Jodi Toba Nama Gai, if he is chanting your names, Manashe Ador Koribo Tahare Jani Nija Jonathai. He says, I offer my respects, at least mentally, knowing that this devotee, he is Nijajan, he's one of our family, he's one of us. Actually, usually even someone comes newly, we offer obeisances to them. Not that new bhakti offers obeisances and we just stand up. Of course, Guru, he may or may not return obeisances to his disciples. In general, social etiquette, he doesn't. That's why you have to be very careful being Guru. Guru thinks, I'm so great, I'm sitting on a big seat. Then immediately he becomes fallen. Always has to remember that I am simply the servant of my spiritual master, who is a great devotee of Krishna. So this point is being made, that we offer respect to all devotees. Yeah. They may not be initiated yet, but still, because they have accepted Krishna as the goal of their lives, they're also glorious. Who is a devotee? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked this question. Who is a devotee? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that whoever chants Hare Krishna even once, he is a devotee. And especially one who has taken up the process of Krishna consciousness. We understand that. One who has faith in Krishna, one who worships Krishna. Aradhyo Bhagavan. He is worshipping Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God. That tendency to worship is there. You see, now in the modern age, they don't want to be religious. But still, they worship somebody. Now they like to worship these big rock stars. I don't know if this madness has come to Russia yet. I don't know if this insanity has come to Russia, yeah. But in the Western countries, they have big rock, now all over the world, they have big rock concerts. Now India has learned also. Nonsense. Just last time before I left Bombay, they had some American group came to play in Bombay. And you could hear them, they were playing in an open-air stadium. So in the evening, we went to the evening kirtan in the temple. Then came to the ashram, and instead of going to sleep, we heard another kind of kirtan. Bang, bang, bang. All it was, bam, 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 bam. It was just the same thing over and over again for about 3 hours. Just bang, 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 bang. Yeah. With a few screams thrown in. You and every it. So often they'd stop and everyone would... And then they'd start again. Bam, 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 bam. Then again... So they're worshipping these people as great heroes. You'll see if you go in the hostels of the students... You'll see pictures of rock stars, sports stars, and film stars. In India, they're all crazy about movies. So if a big movie star goes somewhere, the people they treat as if God himself has come. They're considered to be like incarnations of God. In India, to be an incarnation of God is very easy. Anyone can become an incarnation of God. Many times I said to the people that I could also be an incarnation of God. Why did all the incarnation have to be Indian? What about a Western incarnation of God? Okay, I'm sure I could get some followers, because all the others, at least in their own village, they get a few followers. So people, they like... They worship bogus incarnations of God, film stars, rock stars, sports stars. There's some sports star, someone who's very expert in kicking a ball, he becomes a great hero. Someone who can kick a ball and it goes into the net and everyone says, Jai! He becomes a great hero and they interview him on television. What do you think about this and that? What does it matter what he thinks? He doesn't have any brains, all he knows how to do is to kick a ball. Or someone else, what is his qualification? He can scream into a microphone and jump around like a monkey. And his opinion. Well, I think, so if you don't worship Bhagawan, then you worship some fool and rascal, and you become a fool and rascal also. So devotees, they are meant for worshipping Bhagawan. Not even meant for worshipping any demigod. We condemn demigod worship. Those who worship demigods, their intelligence is stolen, nashta buddhi. But even worship of demigods is a million times better than worship of some foolish monkey-like fool, rock star, sports star, film star. The real point is to worship Bhagavan, not some imitation Bhagavan. Real Bhagavan, this is Bhagavan. You may say, I think this is Bhagavan, I think someone else is Bhagavan. Someone else thinks, I am Bhagavan, everyone is Bhagavan. But Shastra says, just like Vyasadeva writes in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Who is that? Vyasadeva, he knows who is really Bhagavan. He is the authority. So he says, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, that means Krishna. Tamuvacha Hrishikesha. This is Hrishikesha. Krishna. Chantalam Himana. Krishna. So many names for Krishna. That Krishna, he is Bhagavan. Sabhagavan Swayam Krishna. Even Shankaracharya accepts that Krishna is Bhagavan. Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesha Taneyas. Who is Bhagavan? He is the son of Maharaj Nanda, the king of Vrindavan.
So we may think this is very strange. How can God be stealing butter? Some people think that God is an old man with a long beard sitting on a cloud. He's looking very angry.
You
say, no, here is God. He's stealing butter. So who is to say who is correct? We accept the version of Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva knows who is Krishna. He knows who is God. His version is accepted by all the acharyas. That the Supreme Personality of Godhead has become the son of the king of the cowherds in Vrindavan. Rajo Bhagavan Vrajeshitanyas Tadhama Vrindavanam. And Vrindavan is his own special abode. So many people are talking about God. But who is God? What is his name? Where does he live? What does he do? No information. Therefore they speculate. He's an old man with a beard sitting on a cloud. They think that God, he created the world, so that was a long time ago. By now he must have become very old. They don't know that God is beyond the rules of material nature. If God became an old man like us, then what is the meaning of his being God? God is never yovanam, ever fresh youth. Advaitam achutam anadim anantarupam adyam purusham adyam purana purusham. Then next line, nava yovanam cha. He is Advaita. That is, he is one person. God is one. God is not many. And Achutam, he is always victorious. He's not under the laws of material nature. He doesn't become an old man. Anadim, Anantarupam. He's beginningless, and he has many, many forms. Adyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha. He's always fresh, like a young youth. Even though he is Purana Purush, he's the oldest, still he is ever fresh like a youth. So devotees, they have knowledge of God, they receive from Shri. So what is God doing? Well, he has many pastimes. Stealing the butter, taking the chariot of Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. But if we see what is the quintessential pastimes of God, the topmost pastimes of God. Namya kachit upasana rajavadhu bargena ya kautita. The topmost message, the topmost method of worship of Krishna is that which is followed by the gopis of Vrindavan. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless, topmost evidence of knowledge of God.
Prima
Pumarto Mahan. And the topmost goal of life is to achieve love.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatra Dharona Param. This is the opinion of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So anyone who has faith in this, who is a follower of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we offer our respects to him. Then, dikito hoya, bhaje tu apadda, tahare pranati kari. And one who is actually initiated, we offer our obeisances. Then, the rest of the song is dedicated to description of the pure devotee. Association with all devotees is very important for us. We gain strength and inspiration, encouragement and enthusiasm from association. But particularly, we want to get the association of pure devotees. Who is a pure devotee? One who is ananya bhajan. One who is fixed in his devotion to Krishna. Anya means something else. Other. And ananya means without any other. So ananya bhajan means one who only worships Krishna. This is again and again recommended in the scriptures. So nartavya satatam Vishnu. Always think of Krishna. Always think of Krishna and never forget. Vismartavya na jati. Always think of Krishna. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita. Ananyas chintayantomam yejana pariupasati tesham nityati yuktanam yoga kshemam raham raham. Krishna says, same word, ananya, ananya chinta, one who is always thinking of me, without thinking of anything else, without deviation. So Krishna says, I personally look after that man. I provide everything for him, I protect him. So there are two kinds of pure. Actually, even nearby devotee may be pure devotee. If his intention is to come to this point of ananya bhajan, someone who's fully engaged in Krishna's service, and who's, in other words, who 24 hours a day he's engaged in Krishna's service, even if his mind is chantala, it's moving here and there, his mind is not always fixed. And even if due to his past conditioning he has some bad habits, if his sincere intention is to fully surrender to Krishna, and he tries for that under proper guidance, he may be considered a pure devotee. So that Prabhupada said, all my disciples are pure devotees. Why? Because they're always engaged in Krishna's service.
But
of course, one who's come to the position of madhyamadhikari, he has really entered into pure devotion.
Right,
it means his condition has become very strong. Neophyte devotee, his faith is still tottering, shaky. Jaha komal shraddha shekhanishta jun, krome krome teho hoibe bhakta utam. Says that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, whose faith is very weak, he is called a Kanishta Adhikari or neophyte devotee.
But if he associates with more advanced devotees and follows the process of devotional service, he can also become a pure devotee, topmost devotee. Then, Shastra Jyoti Nahi Jani, Dridha Shadaja, Shri Madhyamadi, then, Shri Madhyamadikari, Shri Hoi Bhagavan. Shri Bhagavan, Tar Madhyamadikari, says that one who doesn't know all the details of the Shastra but is firmly fixed in faith of Krishna, he is called a Madhyamadikari. And Uttamadikari means, Shastra Jukti Shunipun Virashadaja. One who is very expert in knowing the Shastra and firm faith in Krishna, he is Uttama. So anyone who has this firm faith in Krishna, he doesn't want anything else in his life, I only want Krishna, he may be called a pure devotee. We regularly have classes in our temples, and thus all devotees are supposed to study Prabhupada's books just so that we can become convinced that there is nothing else in life but to serve Krishna. Nothing else. Convinced that there's nothing to do in life but serve Krishna. Because when we are fully convinced, then we are pure. But one who is convinced, not only convinced, but very experienced and knowledgeable and able to convince others, that kind of devotee, particularly their association, we should associate with such a devotee by hearing from him and serving him. Ahare Shivi Bohari. That kind of devotee, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I will serve. Then, further characteristics of the pure devotee are described. Sarva Bhute Shama, Je Bhaktir Mati, Tahar Darshane Mani. He says that one who sees all living entities equal means that he doesn't differentiate between different living beings. Means everybody he wants to make a devotee. Let everybody be a devotee. Patra patra nahi
jani nahi sthanasthan, Je jaha pai, tare deya premadhan.
This Chaitanya Charitamrita says that the Pancha Tattva, the five manifestations of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Dharata, Shivas, and Bodh, what candidate to be a devotee or who is that? Or they did not consider what was a good place to preach Krishna consciousness or which wasn't. But everywhere, freely, they distributed Krishna consciousness. I remember many years ago, I read in a newspaper that one man, he won a lot of money in a lottery or something. Mm-hmm. So he went in and he brought a big suitcase full of money and he went in the street and started throwing it everywhere.
Afterwards he said, I was crazy.
There was another incident a few years ago in Ahmedabad. In Ahmedabad? Yeah. In Gujarat.
In India.
One very rich man, a Jain, he was a diamond merchant.
Diamond merchant?
Diamond merchant means he sold diamonds.
Diamonds? Diamonds are...
So he decided to take sannyas. Not exactly sannyas, but the Jain idea of sannyas. So they had a big ceremony through the streets of Ahmedabad, a big city in Gujarat, about 5 million people. So they were throwing diamonds, 2 crores worth of diamonds, they just threw into the streets for the people to collect. 2 crores means... 2 crores means... Yeah, more than $500,000 worth of diamonds. More than $500,000 worth of diamonds. Just threw it away. So anyone could pick it up. Poor people, rich people, anyone could pick it up. Anyway. So similarly, the Pancha Tattva, they just distributed Krishna consciousness like that. Everywhere. They didn't consider who is a good candidate, who is not. That sometimes book the Krishna consciousness. Everybody. Give everyone the chance. This way, we treat everybody equally by giving everyone the chance to be Krishna. So such a devotee who is seeing everybody equally, then... Tahar Darshani Mani. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that I certainly want to get his, I certainly consider his darshan very well. Apana ke dhamna, Ishanga paya, Taritartha hoilo jani. He says that I consider myself very fortunate if I can get his association and I consider my life success. So, getting that association, getting the darshan of pure devotees is very much wanted and needed. Now, how should we see devotees? How should we see pure devotees? What is the method?
Well, you may think, well, that's a funny thing.
Simply you have to open your eyes and see.
That's true.
But a better way to see is through your ear. How can you see through your ear? You can see by hearing. Just like, you may not... I think in many languages, at least in English, if you don't understand something and someone explains it, then you say, oh, I see.
Yes.
It's like you say, oh, when they say to me, oh, I met Bhakti Charaswami.
Okay.
Oh, how can you? He's in America.
No, no, he already came here. Oh, I see. By explaining, you understand. By knowledge, you understand. Otherwise, without knowledge, you may see something, but you don't understand. Just like you may see the deity and think this is a statue. But when you hear from pure devotee that actually this is Krishna himself, then when you see the deity, then you see Krishna. Vimuha nanu pashanti pashanti jnana chakshusha. Those who are fools, they don't know what's going on. But those who have jnana chakshu, those who have the eyes of knowledge, they can see.
Yep.
So the most important way to see a devotee is from hearing. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he used to sometimes call all the devotees from all over India. He would just arrange, they would listen, bathe. Several days they simply listen to Harikatha. Simply would speak. So many. You see how Prabhupada spread this Krishna consciousness by chanting Hare Krishna and speaking with him. Simply by hearing, people's lives became changed. Many people saw Prabhupada, but their life did not change. But those who listened to him attentively, their life changed. So, seeing is not as important as hearing. You may see the spiritual master, but if you don't follow his instructions, what is the use of your seeing? Even if you don't personally see him, if you serve his instructions faithfully, then you're always connected. Prabhupada wrote at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam that this is dedicated to His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He lives forever by His Divine instructions and the follower lives with Him. Sometimes, devotees said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, those early days in America, you were all alone. How could you do that? Prabhupada said, I never thought I was alone. I always thought my spiritual master was alone.
That
reminds me, I was listening today, he was in this one, Martinet Bhagavad Dharma. So, Bhagavan Sri Krishna Padda Padda Pratam. This is Prabhupada's song when he was coming to America. Actually, this song is amazing. The mood of Prabhupada. Prabhupada realized what I'm doing when coming to America, that what a significant event. That for so many hundreds and thousands of years in the Western countries, people had been completely in ignorance. And now they were going to hear about it. Nobody cared for Prabhupada. People may have thought it was a little unusual to see an Indian Swami in America in that khadi cloth. There's no such cloth in America. It looks very rustic. You know what that means?
Rustic.
Like made in the country, which it is. It doesn't look very sophisticated. It doesn't look very sophisticated. I don't know. All right. Anyway. In Prabhupada, he was dressed in these plastic shoes and he spoke in this thick Bengali come Scottish accent. No one took Prabhupada very seriously. No one could imagine what he was about to do. He was about to change the course of history. If they'd have known, they might have sent him back on the ship. They thought, oh, it's just an old man. He's a harmless person. Prabhupada said that sometimes. He said that, I thought when I tell them that now you please stop eating meat, gambling, illicit sex and intoxication, they'll say, now Swamiji, you please go back home. That's all about faith. And he preached. And he fought with the impersonalist, atheist, the bigoted so-called religionist. He fought with everyone and showed Krishna is the supreme absolute. So he was singing this song. He could see everything in front of him. One time, before Prabhupada had anything, he was sitting in the park in New York. And one man sat down next to him. Thought, well, he's a lonely old man. I'll speak to him. Make him. This time, Prabhupada was just living in a room with no windows, no light, horrible condition. He had no proper place to stay, no place to go. But he told the man that, I'm not former. Casual visitor he met in the park. Alright, so he told him that, I have temples, I have farms, I have followers, I have schools, I have so many books printed. Everything is there. Only time is separate. So, he was making this song. Krishna Sabapunna Habu Bhai, Ipunna Koribe Jabe Radharani, Kushi Habu, Ruva Ati Bali Samasan. He says, my dear brothers, I emphatically say to you that Krishna will bless you when Radharani is pleased with you. Vishidhanda Saraswati, Shakti Shita Priya Ati, Krishna Sevai Jar Purila Nai. He says that Bhaktisiddhanta Sri Thakur is very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is unparalleled, unmatched in his service. Bhaktisiddhanta Sri Thakur was such a powerful acharya. There was so much nonsense going on in the name of Krishna consciousness. Sahajyaism, misinterpretation. Bhaktisiddhanta Sri Thakur spent his whole life fighting against his nonsense. Deise Mahanta Guru, Bhagatam, he is such a great acharya. He's He is the foremost in the world, and he is giving Krishna consciousness all in different places. Har Ittha Balavan, Hastatete Kantan, Hoijate Gorangerna. His desire is very strong. Pure devotee is called, one of his qualities is Satya Sankalpa. Whatever he desires will be fulfilled by the Great Supreme. And of course his desire is not different from Krishna. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very much anxious that all over the Western world, the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was decreed. Once he told his followers that now the Westerners are not coming. They are not coming. But in future they will come by climbing over the wall. They will be so anxious to come. You can be sure that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is extremely pleased that the chanting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name is going on in Arkhangal. He wanted that. He is every time you are preaching, chanting, having your Mangalati, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, all the Acharyas are very pleased with you. We are just saying how we can get the association of pure devotees. You just chant Hare Krishna and go on with your preaching. All the Acharyas will bless you. They're already blessing you. Otherwise, how could you be doing what you are doing? Good. It's the most wonderful thing that in these countries where there was no God consciousness even allowed, now people are chanting Hare Krishna. This was the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In every town and village of the world, my name will be preached. Prabhupada was also wanting that. He was sitting in India, an unknown grihastha, making his Back to Godhead magazine. Nobody cared about his Back to Godhead magazine. Only he cared. He was working so hard to make that magazine. No. And he was making plans. He'll send 10,000 to Russia, 10,000 to America. He was asking rich men, please donate. No one was interested. He's an ambitious man, but not. What idea is this? Back to Godhead, sending to Russia? What will it be? What they will do with him? Prabhupada was planning his whole life. The moment Prabhupada met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, immediately he got the instruction, preach in the Western. That friend, Narendranath Malik, was dragging him. Come and see this sadhu. And the young man, Abhaida, no, I'm not interested. Yeah, I've seen so many sadhus. All these sadhus. Just a bunch of smoking and useless. No, you must be. This one is very special. All right, I'll go and see. So they came to see him, and as is the proper custom, they offered their obeisances to a sannyasi. Immediately, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he didn't even ask, what is your name, where have you come from? Before they even got up, he said, you are educated young men, why don't you preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world? Years later, when he was initiated, Prabhupada wrote a letter to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He said, you have many disciples who are brahmacharis and sannyasis. They have dedicated their life to serving you. I cannot, I am a householder, but how can I serve you? This is the proper question to ask a spiritual man. Of course, we may ask so many other questions. That is, the disciple approaches the guru for spiritual knowledge. Tadvijnanartham sagarum evabhijat. One approaches a guru to get spiritual knowledge. Not that he goes to guru simply for some sentimental reason or mundane reason. So one should ask questions to have all his doubts clear. Pariprashnina, that is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. But Pariprashnina, Sivaya, ask questions and serve. You should be very interested how to serve guru. Always you're thinking, how can I get the mercy of guru? How can I get the blessings of guru? Which is the answer? Serve. Simply serve. Without any motive, automatically you will get all mercy and blessings. You don't have to ask. So, Prabhupada wrote to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, how can I serve? And the reply came that you preach in the English language. And Prabhupada immediately recognized that is the same instruction he got from the very first moment he saw Bhaktisiddhanta. So, that was confirmed as his life. Nishriti Vite Nagaradi Ashamudra Nada Nadi Sakale Loi Krishna Nam. All over the world, in all the towns and villages, across the seas, in all the rivers, everywhere, everyone will take Krishna's name. Everyone will chant Hare Krishna. Tahale ananda hoy, then there will be happiness. Tabe hoy, dig the joy, then Krishna consciousness will be successful. All over the world, all directions. Yeah. That we saw, Prabhupada actually did that. New devotees practically, not much training. Alright, you go to England, you go to Japan, you go to Australia, you go to Malaysia, preach. How can you do that? Chaitanya Kripa Atishoy. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very powerful mercy. By that mercy, everything is possible.
Maya dushta jato dukhi jagate sabai sukhi vaishnava ichha purna hoy.
In all the world, everyone is simply suffering. They are sinful people under the control of Maya. But by Krishna consciousness, they will all, the whole world will become happy. Then the desire of the Vaishnavas will be fulfilled. This is the desire of the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas have so many spiritual desires. They desire to be with Krishna. Even more, they desire to bring others to Krishna. Sri kajje kori bare, agga jadi jilay more, jogga nahi ati dinohin.
He says, you have given this task to me. You have ordered me to do this. But Prabhupada says, I am not at all fit for this. I am most fallen.
Tai she tomar kripa jagiteche anurupa aji tumi shava praveen.
He says that, therefore Prabhupada says, I am begging your mercy. If you want to beg mercy from Guru, you should beg mercy. How I can become a pure devotee? How I can preach? How I can help on you?
So now your mercy has become revealed to me in a different way, because you are the most experienced and expert.
Prabhupada several times explained, I wasn't expecting Sheikh Sanyas to preach all over the world.
But my spiritual master forced me.
Tomar shei shakti pele, guru sheva bhaktu mile, jivan sharthak jadi hoy, shei shei sheva pele, tahale shukhi hale, avasanga bhagate nima.
He says, if I can get your strength, if I can get power from you, from power from Krishna, then I can serve Guru nicely.
So we pray to Guru, please help me to serve Krishna.
And we can pray to Krishna, please give me the strength to serve Guru in ideal way.
And by serving the Guru very seriously, then our life becomes successful.
Then we become blessed with the right, we become blessed with the power to preach, to do the work of Guru.
Then we become happy.
There's no way to become happy except by surrendering to the lotus feet of pure devotees.
Then this line, Tava Sangha Bhagate Nila.
This whole song we're singing about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, how to get the association of pure devotees. This is described here. When we have such a desire only to do the work of Guru, nothing else, Ananya Bhajan, then I like to come.
When we become very serious to serve Guru.
So what is the attitude of a guru, of a devotee in serving his guru?
Here Prabhupada quotes Prahlad Maharaj from Srimad Bhagavatam.
Prahlad Maharaj was praying directly to Nrisimhadev, who had manifested in front of him.
Even though he had the direct darshan of Lord Nrisimhadev, he never forgot his guru.
Ivang janang nipatitang papabahi kupe kama vitamamana yasa papatanta sangha kritvat nasat surashena bhagavan vihita soham katam nirvitsuje tavabhritya kevan.
He said, it's very nice prayer, Dr. Lad Maharaj. Gradually you will get all these books translated in Russian.
Then take great transcendental pleasure in studying these books.
I remember when Prabhupada, he was translating his books, and it was a great event when a new volume of Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita, most of the volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita, they all came together. One day we had two volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita for so many days. And all of a sudden we had another 15 volumes. And all the devotees vanished for some time. They could not be seen. They were all reading Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Chaitanya Charitamrita Nitya Karo Khan Jaha Haite Premananda Krishna Bhakta Gyan.
Krishna Bhakti Gyan. Krishna Kaviraj Goswami says, this Chaitanya Charitamrita, Amrita means nectar.
So Krishna Kaviraj Goswami says, drink this nectar every day. By drinking that, it's like an intoxication. You become intoxicated with spiritual bliss.
And Krishna Bhakti Gyan. You get knowledge of what is Krishna consciousness.
You get Krishna consciousness and you get knowledge of Krishna.
So all these books are coming. It's a great event.
So you'll be getting these books, Russian books, one by one.
And you can read, oh, what wonderful things is there in Srimad Bhagavatam.
What wonderful purport Prabhupada has given.
What amazing information is there.
I remember fifth canto Bhagavatam came out. The devotees, they were amazed.
Even before it came out, the devotees were discussing because it was being edited and all these things. And
there is a description of the universe.
Practically, it's a kick in the face to all the modern scientists
that there's descriptions of different oceans, there's ocean of milk, ocean of sweet water, ocean of salt water, ocean of sugarcane juice, ocean of bees, ocean of liquor, all these different things.
Oceans
of salt water, that we know, that you have the White Sea here.
There's
oceans of sweet water, oceans of milk, ocean of bees, ocean of liquor, ocean of
sugarcane juice.
One other, which I can't remember.
And there's another one also. So many things described. The moon is further away than the sun. Devotees are shocked. Especially the American devotees, because Americans, they went to the moon. Prabhupada said, no, you did not go to the moon. I don't believe you. How can you disbelieve? We saw on the television.
No.
Shastra says, the moon is further away than the sun. So who do you want to believe? You want to believe the scientists or you want to believe Prabhupada? Who do you want to believe?
I don't believe the scientists.
They say so many wrong things. Yeah. And they're deliberately cheating in so many ways. Prabhupada knows the absolute truth. He knows Krishna. So does Vyasadeva. Yeah. Vyasadeva isn't a fool. He says that the moon is further away than the sun. So I believe. I don't have any problem. Yeah. Sometimes people have problems. I believe Shastra. No problem. Shastra must be correct. It is given by Krishna. Krishna knows what's going on in the universe. He made it. Scientists, they didn't make it. Scientists mean he's like a little ant crawling on the table. In comparison with the universe, that is our position. It's like an ant. He doesn't know what's going on in this room. He's just an ant. His sensory perception and intelligence is very limited. So what can he understand? He may make the ant university and become Professor Ant, PhD. But what does he know? So what do we know? What do we know what's going on in the universe? Shastra, we have such. So Prabhupada is in his book so many wonderful things. We can read again and again and again. Srimad Bhagavatam is our life. That Prabhupada is saying in Vrindavan. Srimad Bhagavatam is our life. Means we read Srimad Bhagavatam, we preach the message of Bhagavatam, we follow the instructions of Bhagavatam. Always think, what are the topics of Bhagavatam? Srimad Bhagavatam, Purana Manalam, Yad Vaishnavanam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is very dear to the devotees because it is the spotless evidence of person. Yasmin paramahamsam jnanam ekam amalam Yasmin paramahamsam ekam amalam jnanam param diyate. Within this Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost knowledge which is relishable by the paramahamsas, those who are on the topmost level. Tatra jnana viraja bhakta sahitam naishkanyam avishkritam. Within this Srimad Bhagavatam is knowledge of how to live in this world without being affected by kamakriya, that's what jnana viraga and knowledge of how to live in this world like that by knowledge and dependence. Even Bhagavatam, there are so many stories which are meant to awaken our knowledge and dependence. Tachinvan supatan, tachinvan supatan, vicharana paro bhakya santam. Bhakya, Chinvan, Supatam, Charanaparo, Bhakya, Vimuchendam. So therefore, we should hear Srimad. Tat Chinvan, Supatam, study very carefully. Charanaparo means applying our intelligence, trying to understand the subject. The Vyasa says that if you do this with devotion, then you are guaranteed to go back home. So Bhagavatam is our life. Every word is, that Prabhupada said, every word is valuable for the human. So many beautiful, wonderful shlokas. So here's one such shloka which Prabhupada has quoted. Ganjanang nipatitang papavahi kupe. He says that I was samabhikamana yapakasantasanga. He says that I was, because of my material desire, I was falling into a well. I was following the general populace, and I was falling into a well full of flint. Sometimes you see, at least in India, you see a well becomes, you know, a well,
yeah,
becomes dried up.
Yeah, it's a well-known
blind well. So the well becomes dried up, and snakes they like to live in. So if you fall in that well, it's very dangerous. So by the Lord Maharaj says, by associating with such materialistic people, I was fallen into the well of material life. Bitten and poisonous. Mm. But my spirit and my being so merciful. Therefore, how can I give up this mood of tremendous devotion to the lotus feet? Prabhupada had that for his spirit. And he invoked that in his own sense. You can't just make a rule, you must love your spirit and mm. Of course, you must love your spirit. But it's not, yes, I have to follow the rules, I must love my spirit and mercy. That love cannot be made simply by rules and regulations. But because the spiritual master is giving us Krishna, we feel so much grace. That is the mood of love for the spiritual master that God has had, and he implanted in us. So this is a very important song Prabhupada is praying to Krishna. He's showing how firm devotion to Krishna and firm devotion to Guru, they go on side by side. They are not separable. So now he is saying to Krishna, Kulimar Tira Sati Bhuliya Mayar Lati Hayachi Janma Janman Pare. He says, my dear Krishna, you are my eternal companion and friend. To make connection, communication with you. Today I've got the chance, if I can make connection, then I will be able to meet you. Kumar Nimane Bhai
Gocharane Guru Jinbha. He says that, again if I can meet you, then again, we can be happy together. And together, taking out the cows, we will spend our days. Says, by my great fortune again, I remembered you. Therefore, in great hope I'm calling on. Ami Saba Mitra Thy more A. Anidina Amnada says that I'm your eternal servant, therefore I have this desire. Without you, I have nothing in my soul. This is the mood of a pure devotee. Goes into Guru and Krishna. How to approach the Vaishnava, that is further explained by Nishkapata Mati. Vaishnava Pati A Dharma Pade Kabo. Nishkapata Mati means unhypocritical.